Well, hello guys, and yet more trouble with Payoneer. Like I say, to sign up to them is quite easy, and to get your account approved, at least they say it is. But then when you receive money into Payoneer, now you got to try and get it out of there, and that seems to be an impossible task. I've given them a copy of my passport, a utility bill, and a slew of other documents as well. In fact, I've given them more information than I've given the passport company when I want a passport. But that's still not enough for Payoneer. And I've heard loads of stories now online where people have money in Payoneer, but they can't access it, because Payoneer wants to verify certain things. Now, I've verified at least 10 different things, but yet they want more now. And it's basically a shady practice just to keep your money. So anybody thinking of using Payoneer, stay away from them. I'll put a link down below of some people who have dealt with Payoneer, and it hasn't been very good. And if you look online, you'll find loads of them. I mean, where's the consumer protection? How can this company continue in business using these underhanded and shady practices? Now, I've even asked Payoneer now to give the money back where it came from, and I will get somebody else to get my money. But you can bet your bottom dollar they won't be able to do that. They've got my money, and they're keeping it. Now, for me, it's not that important, it's not that much money, but for some people it must be. If you multiply that how many times that Payoneer are keeping people's money, that would probably be an awful lot of money. And like I say, their customer service is almost non-existent. It reminds me of a company I used before called Love Holidays. They were disgusting too. But yet they're still in business. Personally, I've every visions of never getting my money from Payoneer, and them never sending it back to where it came from. Because it seems every time I satisfy their verification process, they just send me another, having to verify something else, and send them something else. And to send them a document, you can only send them one document at a time. So of course they know it's going to take 3 or 4 days for that to be approved, or not to be approved, and you'll have to send them another 5 or 6 documents. And that's going to take an awful lot of time. And what are they doing with your money in the meantime? So Payoneer has your money, and they're not going to give it to you, and they're not going to send it back to sender. So what does that actually mean, that Payoneer is? And anyway, it's not your money really, it's Payoneer's. Now, and will probably remain so. Almost the same as Love Holidays. You book your holiday with them, they've got your money, and it's too late then, and they won't give it back. This company, I believe, is based in New York, and I've opened a bank account with less amount of paperwork and verifications. And the funny thing is, it's not even Payoneer's money, it's mine. But you wouldn't know it. You know, I wish I'd never got involved with Payoneer at all. And like I say, their site is absolutely way overcomplicated, and it's made that way purposely. And all they're really doing is transferring some money from one person to another. And they'll take their commission, even if you don't ever receive the money. I'll keep you updated on this Payoneer saga. Probably one of the worst companies I've ever dealt with in my life. And I'm not a young man. You take it easy, fellas.